You're listening to a message from Victory. In view of God's mercy, let us live out the gospel by loving God and others. Join us as we continue the book of Romans in our series, The Gospel Expressed.
Hello, church. Magandang araw po sa ating lahat. Welcome to our online worship service. And we're so blessed to have this time to worship together. Alam niyo po, today is November 1st. And I would like to announce lang na on the 4th Sunday of November, we will have our regular communion. And so please do save the date. Every 4th Sunday of the month, we will have our regular communion. Now, we are going through this book of Romans because we are still in the series called The Gospel Express. And in view of the mercy of God, we would like to express our gratitude for the gospel. And alam niyo po, pang 21st week na tayo sa ating pong pag-aaral sa Book of Romans. And today, we will be studying, looking into two chapters, chapters 14 and 15. And ito pong chapters po na ito, the overarching theme of these chapters talks about welcoming others. So we hope that we can learn the why and the how we are to welcome one another. So I would like to have our initial reading in Romans 14, verses 1 to 4. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats. For God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. Tayo po sa mandaling manalangin. Let's just commit this time to the Lord. Lord, salamat po muli for this privilege, this freedom to study your word. Let your word transform us today. Thank you that we will come out of this place changed by the power of your word. We give you praise and we commit this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Alam niyo po, it's been several months now we are in general community quarantine. And since last June, the government po has announced general community quarantine in Metro Manila. But you know that there was this announcement sometime August this year. I'm sure you remember that because August 4 to August 18, the government declared modified enhanced community quarantine. The government has decided to revert to this modified enhanced community quarantine in response to the distress call by the health sector. And they were saying from the health sector, it's time out muna. Amid the continued spike of the number of infections. But then on the evening of August 17 this year, President Duterte approved the recommendation of the IATF to revert back to GCQ. And alam niyo po nangyari, there was a report that came out that there's been this different opinions, different reactions, and decisions that were decided. And basically po, umani po ng mga iba't-ibang reactions no sa Twitter. Ang dami pong trending about general community quarantine. And you know, looking at that story, there were three words that very evident. There were opinions, there were reactions, but there were decisions. And the same way, if you look at the passage that we just read, these three words, opinions, reactions, and decisions, somewhat is also evident here. And we will find that as we move along in our passage today. And basically, Romans 14, the context of these chapters talks about two kinds of Christian groups in the church in Rome. First, there's the Jewish Christian minority. Second, the Gentile Christian majority. These two groups, basically, they have different opinions. Okay, first, about food. In fact, in verse 1 and 2, let me just read, as for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Alam niyo po, the Jewish Christian community in Rome, basically they have kept this food custom because of their upbringing, because of their cultural preferences or ethnic attachment. So the Gentile Christians call the Jewish Christians having this weak in faith. Kasi nga po, they kept this custom of just abiding to the dietary law, and they believe that by doing that, abiding to this dietary law, they are religiously profitable. Pero alam niyo po, basically po the clarification about weak in faith here is that hindi po dahil mahina talaga yung pananampalataya po ng mga Jewish Christians, hindi po ibig sabihin that they are immature in faith. But basically, weak in faith means they have not come to that full realization of the freedom and liberty which is part of their faith. So this weak Christians, basically po, they do not understand and practice the freedom they have in Christ. So the Jewish Christian in Rome, basically po, they were raised under the law of Moses. So they have this difficult time adjusting to this new kind of life. So the weak in faith, again, hindi po sila mahinang pananampalataya or they are immature in faith. They are just, they have lack of assurance or conviction about eating all kinds of food. Okay? And basically po, the strong in faith, it says there, di ba, they can eat anything. Alam niyo po yung mga Gentile Christians, sabi ng Bible, they eat anything. Okay, alam niyo pong tawag sa kanila, seafood. They love to have seafood in their meals, di ba? Whatever they see, it's food. Samantala po yung mga Jewish Christians, di ba? Dahil gulay lang ang gusto nilang kainin, ang pwede lang sa kanila ito yung kare-kare, di ba? Yung kare-kareng gulay, yan. Bawal sa kanila, ayaw nilang kumain ng puto na may dinuguan, okay? But again, in another different opinions about not just food, but also certain days. In fact, in Romans 14, verse 5, it says, one person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. So yung mga Jewish Christians, para sa kanila, they observe certain days na special, mas special, okay? Like for example, the Sabbath day, day of Pentecost. So there are some special days to them that are more holy than regular days. While the Gentile Christians to them, okay, they observe that every day is holy. So ngayon, because of these different opinions, okay, then there are now different reactions na meron po silang pagtatalo. In verse 3 of Romans 14, because of these different opinions, ito ang sabi po nung sa verse 3, let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. So because of this tension, diba? Yung isa gustong kumain lang ng gulay, yung isa naman pwedeng kainin lahat, yung isa gustong there's certain day lang of the week is more holy than the other days, yung isa naman lahat ng araw holy. So again, this tension now is happening, and one group is now despising the weak. The strong in faith, they're despising the weak, minamaliit po nila yung mga weak in faith. While those who are weak in faith naman, they pass judgment to those who are strong in faith, okay? Hinuhusgahan nila, kinukondena nila yung mga weak in faith. So imagine the conflict of this, no? And tayo siguro, maybe we know somebody, maybe not you, watching here, no? Maybe you know someone na talaga namang gusto lang talaga niya kumain ng gulay, di ba? At pag nasabi niya sa kanyang mga kasama na hindi siya kumakain ng karne, baka huhusgahan siya because of that person doesn't eat meat. Or yung iba naman, di ba? Mas sa kanila, mas prefer nila yung yung Linggo, the day of worship, na mas holy kaysa the rest of the days of the week. Or maybe, hindi man ganun ang scenario, maybe there are people, the Christians, that minamaliit nila yung kapo nila Kristiyano, o yung iba naman, hinahusgahan nila, di ba? For example, minamaliit nila yung kakilala nilang Christian, di ba? Na mababaw at maiksing mag-pray, okay? O minamaliit nila, o yung kakilala nilang Christian, hindi pa niya alam hanapin yung book of Obadiah sa Old Testament, okay? So, minsan, ang pagtatalo, di ba? Even in theology, yung iba, nagtatalo po sila about end times. Kung ano po yung itsura ng end times. Ngayon na ba? O in the future? What else? Ano po yung pinag-uusapan nila? So, there is this tension happening here. And imagine po, no? Kung hindi po na-solve yung pagtatalo. Kung hindi po naayos yung passing of judgment and despising fellow Christians. Imagine with me the picture. Hindi na magpapansinan yan. Wala nang pagrespeto sa isa't isa. Meron ng pagtanggi sa isa't isa. And if it happens in our churches today, di ba napaka-lungkot po na larawan ng church. If the church continues to have the tension of disrespecting one another, walang pansinan sa isa't isa, di ba hindi po magandang testimony yan ng church sa mundo. That's why Paul has to correct these two groups of Christians in the church in Rome. In fact, in verse 4, Paul said to them, let me read, who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. So sinasabi po ni Paul dito, na alam niyo po, if wala po tayong karapatan na manghusga sa ating kapwa Kristiyano, 'di ba? Kasi nga po yung ating kapatid sa Panginoon, 'di ba? They are answerable to God sa kanila pong buhay, sa kanilang actions. So, by passing judgment or by despising our brothers and sisters, we are taking upon ourselves the role of God, which we are not supposed to take that. The final judge is not us, it's the Lord. In fact, Paul reiterated the correction in verse 10. It says here, why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. So at the judgment seat of God, all of us will be judged for our own actions. And kaya po, yung pong pagmamaliit o panghusga sa ating kapatid sa Panginoon tungkol po sa kanyang opinion o kanyang pananaw sa mga bagay-bagay, it can be food, maybe yung kanyang personal devotion, di ba? Huwag po natin maliitin, huwag po natin husgahan kung paano siya mag-devotion. Para sa kanya, okay lang yung 4 hours, di ba, na magbasa ng Bible at mag-pray. Tayo lang, 30 minutes, okay na tayo. Huwag po natin maliitin o husgahan sila, di ba? Maybe there are Christians, di ba? Huwag po natin husgahan o maliitin yung kanila pong pananaw o opinion about music. There are Christians today, di ba? Okay lang sa kanila yung hymnal. Pero tayo kasi, full band tayo. So, wag po natin i-compare. Wag po tayong manghusga. Wag po natin maliitin yung ating pong kapwa Kristiyano. In fact, another one here in verse 12, Paul said, so then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. Alam niyo po, God and God alone is the one who has the right to judge our conduct and to determine whether it meets His standard or not. So kaya po, wala po tayong karapatan na laitin o husgahan ang ating pong kapatid sa Panginoon. So basically, Paul began to shift now, and instead of diving too much about these different opinions and views of these Christian groups in Rome, Paul began to stress to them the priority. Ano po ba yung dapat nating priority? The priority is in verse 17 of Romans 14. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. So the heart of the gospel, the heart of Christianity, is not about eating or drinking. It's not about the opinions and views of Christians, but it's all about the righteousness of God. It's all about the peace of God. It's all about the joy that the Holy Spirit gives. So when we insist our opinion, our views on certain things in life, then you know what? We are disrupting the peace in the church. So again, wag po natin i-insist, wag po natin ipilit sa ating kapatid sa Panginoon, ang ating opinion, ang ating pananaw. Ang mahalaga po, matuwid na buhay. Righteousness. Remember Matthew 6:33? It says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Yan po yung mahalaga. Yung pong pagiging matuwid na buhay po natin. Ano po ba yung mahalaga pa? Yung pong peace, yung magandang relationship natin sa ating kapwa. Romans 12:18, "Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone." Yan po yung mahalaga. Ano pa yung mahalaga? Yung kagalakan. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, "Always be joyful." So, to resolve the concern of despising and passing judgment, you know what Paul said to them in verse 1? He said, "As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions." So we need to welcome instead of despising or instead of passing judgment. Let's welcome our brothers and our sisters in the Lord. You know, the word welcome is also used with the word accept in the New American Standard Bible. And you know what that means, to welcome or to accept? It's to receive with strong personal interest. Di ba, pag tayo po ay maluwag po ang ating pagtanggap ng bisita sa bahay, gusto po natin iparamdam sa kanila yung ating pong hospitality, di ba? Pagsisilbihan po natin sila ng maayos, bubusugin natin sila, we make sure na mag-e-enjoy po sila sa ating company. Yun yung pag-welcome. So, yun po yung sinasabi ni Paul, that we need to welcome, accept our brothers and sisters despite the fact na magkaiba man kayo ng opinion o pananaw. Why? Why is it important to accept our brothers and our sisters? Why is it important na i-welcome po natin sila? Alam niyo po, sabi po dito sa verse 3 ng Romans 14, "Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him." We welcome our brothers and sisters in the Lord because God Himself has welcomed them. Yan, di ba? Agresibo man siya. Okay? Yung ating kapatid sa Panginoon sa kanyang pananaw o opinion o hindi, o mahinahon lang siya. Di ba? We need to receive him or her. You know what? God has welcomed us. When God welcomes us, He receives us very personal and very intimate. Grabe si Lord, ano? Ganun po yung pag-welcome niya sa atin. He's so personal and so intimate. He is so interested of us. So if God has accepted our brother as he is or as she is, then we must do no less, right? So we must not try to change our brothers and our sisters dahil tinanggap sila ng Panginoon. In fact, in verse 7 of Romans 14, sabi nga, inulit ni Paul, no? Sabi ni Paul, "Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God." So why do we welcome one another? Because in that verse, it says, because Christ has welcomed us. Ano yung goal? Why do we need to welcome? What's the goal of welcoming these people? Despite the fact na magkaiba tayo ng opinion or pananaw sa buhay, the goal is for the glory of God. Would you like to honor God in your life? Would you like to give Him glory? Then one of the ways that we can glorify God is we welcome our brothers and sisters in the Lord despite their different views or opinions from us. Ganda po, no? And I like what this New Testament theologian by the name of Douglas J. Moe, very encouraging po, he's now a professor in Wheaton College, and he said this, he said, we may have differences over inessentials point of theology or the way theology should be translated into practice, but these differences should not diminish our wholehearted welcome, for the bottom line is that Christ himself has accepted us. So how has Christ welcomed all of us? If you move forward to the following chapter in Romans 15, verse 8 and 9, ito po, ganito po tayo winelcome ni Lord. Sabi po dito, no, let me just read verse 8 and 9 of Romans 15. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. Imagine po ninyo, yung pong ministry ni Lord Jesus sa mga Israelites, the Jews. Ginawa po niya talaga yon because that is in fulfillment to the promise of God made to our patriarchs, Abraham, right? At nung ginawa at tinupad na po ni Lord yan, nung he served the Jews, as he fulfilled that, the Lord Jesus then enables the Gentiles, tayo po, non-Israelites, to join with the Jews in glorifying God. In other words, Christ was so interested in all of us that he died on that cross to save you and me. Not just the Jews, but all of us. And so the question now is, if that is how Christ welcomed us, by dying on that cross to save us, then we, what should be our response to the gospel? How do we welcome one another? You know, Romans 14 verse 13 says, this is what the answer to that question. Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance on the way of a brother. So there are two things I would like to share to us on how we are to welcome one another in the Lord. First, we decide not to put a stumbling block to another. The word stumbling is also translated with the meaning the trigger of a trap. Now, figuratively, the word stumbling means it's an offense which puts a negative cause and effect relationship into motion. So my offense, it can trigger an offense. Pag natisod yung ating kapatid sa Panginoon, di ba? Na-offend yon at nagkakaroon ng effect yon sa relationship negatively. So, what should we do? In fact, ito yung sabi po ng verse 15 ng Romans 14. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. It's so encouraging also in the Amplified, in the classic Amplified version, it says, but if your brother is being pained or his feelings hurt, or if he has being injured, he is being injured by what you eat. So in other words, pag tayo pala, no, in their context, dahil yung pong mga Gentile Christians who is so liberal in eating anything, they are already making a stumbling block to these Jewish Christians na nasanay po dun sa dietary law. And because of that, they are no longer walking in love towards their fellow Christians. You know, a pastor in the U.S., a respected pastor by the name of Stephen J. Cole, he said, if Christ loved this brother enough to die for him on the cross, then don't you think that you should love him enough to be willing to give up your ham sandwich so that you don't lead him into sin? So imagine that. Ibig sabihin pa nito, if what I post in social media grieves or hurt my brother or my sister in the Lord, then I am no longer walking in love. If I say to my brother or to my sister in the Lord, submit to the government, and yet this brother of mine, this sister of mine in the Lord, personally found out that I violated the directive of the government, then I am no longer acting in love, right? Kung yung ating pong kapatid sa Panginoon na nasanay po sa hymnal lamang na tugtugin, di ba? At ini-insist po natin yung maingay na tugtugin. And that brother or sister in the Lord can be hurt because of what we're doing, then we are no longer acting in love. Our main concern is to walk in love by not putting a stumbling block in someone's way. In fact, in verse 20 and 21, Paul reiterated about this issue of being stumbling block. He said, "Do not for the sake of food destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for anyone to make another stumble by what he eats. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble." So again, sinasabi po dito ni Paul, wag po tayong gumawa ng mga bagay-bagay na nakakatisod sa ating kapatid sa Panginoon. Now, maybe there are older Christian women who would insist on younger women, okay, dapat ganito yung damit mo kagaya ko, di ba? Dapat walang pantalon, dapat walang makeup. Don't, okay, they may be that kind of person, okay? Wag po natin i-insist yung mga ganun. There may be some liberal Christians, di ba? Pero they dress inappropriately to the point that other Christians may stumble. And because of that, if they do that, then they are no longer walking in love. So, tanungin po natin yung ating sarili. Natitisod ba ang aking kapatid sa Panginoon? Sa aking pananalita? Sa aking mga ginagawa? Kung yes, then we just need to repent. We just need to ask for forgiveness sa ating pong kapatid. Kung hindi naman sila natitisod sa atin, then let's ask God to fill us with His love so that we will continue to walk in love towards our brothers and our sisters. Also in verse 22, Paul said, "The faith that you have, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what he approves." In other words, rather than just imposing our views, our opinions sa ating pong kapatid sa Panginoon, then dapat we need to be willing to keep it to ourselves. Huwag na po natin i-insist yan. Huwag na po natin i-impose yan. Whatever view that is, end times, politics, economy, di ba? So that's it. So that's the first one, how we can welcome one another. By making a decision not to put a stumbling block to one another. Finally, second point, we welcome one another by what is said in Romans 15 verse 2. It says, "Let each of us please his neighbor for his good to build him up." It's so encouraging also in the Message Bible. Sabi po doon, each one of us needs to look after the good of the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help? So the point is, we are to help and build up others for us to welcome them. Paul did not say, we please our neighbor in any way our neighbor dictates. No, we are to please our neighbor as God dictates. You know, in this pandemic that we are in, it's so encouraging how our sisters and brothers in the Lord are building up one another in the faith. Like this one, this is the giving of Bibles to our outreach group in Marikina during the pandemic for the brothers and sisters in the Lord to be encouraged in the faith. The ongoing online victory groups in this pandemic, just to build up one another. Because alam niyo po, napaka-uncertain and there are a lot of people who are experiencing so much fear. And so, by doing online victory groups, we are built up and strengthening the faith. You know, in our Every Nation world, Victory is part of a global movement called Every Nation. And we have different opinion, different views. But as a movement, we agree to disagree in love and embrace the mission that God has called us to disciple every nation. And what our president in Every Nation, Pastor Steve Merle, said, it's mission that draws us together. Relationship keeps us together. Doctrine is worked out together. Experience is shared and judged together. So, as I end today, we may have different opinions and views on the non-essentials in life, but we abide to what God's Word said, and that is, we welcome and respect one another as Christ has welcomed us. As we pray today, I would like to pray for some of us. Maybe you have looked down on a brother or sister in the Lord. You know, minaliit natin yung kanilang opinion or view sa buhay, or we criticize or disrespected the opinions and views of our brothers and sisters. You know, I would like, if you experience that, I would like us to come to God right now and humble ourselves before the Lord. Let's just pray right now. Lord, we come to you. Sa pangalan ni Jesus, Panginoon, alam niyo po yung motibo ng aming mga puso. If we have criticized or disrespected our brothers about their opinions or views, or we have minaliit po namin yung kanilang mga opinion or views, Panginoon, Father God, we come to you right now and we ask you to forgive us and create in us a clean heart. Lord, thank you that in Jesus Christ, we can be restored in our relationship because you have accepted us. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen. I would like to pray for another group of people. Alam niyo po, God wants to welcome us into His kingdom. God wants to invite us to be part of His spiritual family. But we need to respond to that invitation. If God is welcoming us, then our part is to step out in faith and say, Jesus, I receive you in my heart as my Lord and Savior. If you are that person, you know in your heart that you want to be part of God's kingdom, then let's pray right now. I would like to lead you in prayer. Pray this with me. Jesus, thank you so much that because of your death and your resurrection, you have given me that way, that access to be part of the kingdom of God. And Lord Jesus, I just open my heart today. Tinatanggap kita, Jesus, bilang aking Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Maghari po kayo sa aking puso. Thank you, God, for welcoming me into your kingdom. This I pray in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, I would like to personally congratulate you for your decision. Please, huwag po kayong mag-atubili. Magbigay po kayo ng mensahe sa amin. Diyan po sa comment section sa inyong screen. Or please give us a text message din sa mobile number sa inyong screen. We would be glad to help you start your life with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? So as I close today, I would like to just speak a blessing to you. In Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Well, God bless you. We'll see you again next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.